Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? I'm Chris Fairbanks, unlocking the door for my co-host and guest, Karen Kilgariff.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to my 08 Honda, an hour podcast.
Oh my God, this air conditioning is delicious.
Isn't it nice?
It's from France.
My sister used delicious to describe one of my friends once. And
recently?
Yeah, ever since.
It's not a good word.
No. I don't know why. Nothing against my sister. Or against you right now.
Well, obviously that's not true.
It's everything against the word delicious being used when talking about people.
You know, in my mind when I was saying it, I was picturing Christine Baranski, that horrifying actress.
Oh, I'm not familiar with her work, but I'm sure I should be.
I bet you would be if I showed you a picture of her. She's basically the old... she's like Wendy Malick, where she's kind of like the old hot lady. Am I too loud?
No, you're doing terrifically.
I haven't podcasted in so long, I don't know how to do it
anymore. You're doing great.
Yeah, and you're driving and sounding.
I know. We both know that I'm not great at both, but I thought it would be good for me to do it now, even though I know we don't have the added pressure of picking someone up. So I should be able to handle it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I totally got new air conditioning in my 08 Honda Accord.
It honestly and literally feels like a brand new car.
It really does. That's because I had the fluids checked also.
that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, we had a full diagnostic. I had then got a diagnosis from that, and then my prognosis was to do the things they did. The only thing, I'm just going to let it go. I need new tires and brakes, but I figure those aren't as important as wiper fluid.
As fluids, yeah. To get as many fluids as you can for about $49.
Yep. Otherwise, you get dehydrated. What about Kristen Baranski? I'm sorry. Baranski.
Oh. No, that's when I called that delicious.
Yeah.
This air conditioning.
Yeah.
That's who I was saying. I was kind of being an old cougar.
I feel like... Oh, we'll save that. I feel like... we can put it in. For giggles and shits.
Well, I don't know.
How about
that? Who knows?
I'll eject the Ween country album. Put that in. Honestly, I think when you say it about the air conditioning, I think of turning it on full blast and pieces of moist cake shooting out of it into my mouth.
Gross, mixed with fluid.
And then the word moist brings up things for a lot of people.
My sister cannot hear the word moist.
I don't get that, because all I think is a Betty Crocker fork going into a cake. I think of that logo.
She does not. I don't know what her problem is, but she's one of those people, she's very sound sensitive.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't eat cereal anywhere near her. She acted like I was eating it like an animal. And I swear to God, I got so self-conscious about it that I know for a fact I wasn't. Because she'd be like, stop it! And you wouldn't be doing anything. Like, you couldn't... She also can't hear the word portion. It drives her crazy.
Portion?
Yes.
What does she say in lieu of the word portion? I'd have to go to a thesaurus.
I think it's like a piece. Serving size?
Helping?
Helping?
I don't like the word helping.
What about a ration?
It's a big pile. It's a side order of subtly racist.
Helping is?
Yeah, helping.
Oh, because The Help gave it to you?
Yeah, the movie The Help. Ever since The Help, I can't hear the word
movie.
The helping. Would you like a helping of mashed potatoes? Get out of my house, you hate monger.
You Southern Baptist.
You playwright on a porch fanning yourself while people work for little to no profit.
I guess Southern Baptist isn't really accurate. Those people usually fight racism.
We, oh, really? Yeah, I guess. Oh, that's the church where they do somersaults and stuff.
No,
Well, sing
You're
it.
You're thinking of Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, right. Well, that is my church, honey.
Girl.
I worship Cirque. You know that I love the Cirque.
Yeah. No, you talk about it in abbreviated ways all the time.
Oh, it always comes up for me, but it is abbreviated because I honestly have not ever seen Cirque du Soleil, so otherwise maybe I could finish a sentence about it. Well, I feel fine driving and talking. What was my hang-up before? Casual.
Well, you had not done it before.
Look, I got one hand on the steering wheel. I'm not even like that would be this.
Two and two
would be a horrible.
Actually, that was about 7 and 7. What you were?
Oh, right.
So clearly, you're drunk.
I am. I've had so many 7 and 7s already.
I got
that was
get
already
a beverage.
The joke you were making.
Well, you were adding on.
Yeah, by repeating it.
That's what we do. It's a podcast.
Yes, this is our podcast. Do you need a ride,
guys? Honk,
I haven't
honk.
Even said. What did... Oh, now he's upset.
Oh,
sorry.
Now we're gonna get shot as a finale. It's been so long. I'm very sad. I'm sorry I've been
since
away
you've
for
been
two...
Shot? Oh, since you've...
since I've been shot on...
I know. Since I've been on the ones and you've been on the twos.
I know. But just even doing it.
What have you been doing this whole time?
You. I'm sorry.
Just...
I get these jobs that pay my bills and that
right.
I... That are my career, and
right.
then I have to do that.
Yeah, that all... You know that I, Karen, am independently wealthy because of family oil money.
Oh, that's lucky.
I do not require employment. My bills are not a worry. And my estate, which has a lot of helping.
So many helpings?
Yes, so many helpings.
Piles and piles of help.
They live on the premises?
Wait, did we talk about this already? Somebody told me this factoid, and I keep talking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
On estates, they used to dig trenches so that when the help walked from one part of the mansion to the other, if they had to walk across the grounds, they wouldn't be seen above ground.
That's a lot. I guess who built those? Guess who had to dig those, probably?
The Irish.
The Irish. Isn't that funny? Because The slaves were the ones that had to walk in the trenches, but they're like, well, let's not humiliate them and make them dig them. The Irish were shipped in just to dig.
Just to dig and get spat on. It was the hardest for us, that's it, what everybody says.
Ah, the
My
classic.
My team had it worse, they say.
I love that limerick.
Can we go to this Starbucks? And
yes.
I can get a beverage.
There's one right here. We're at the corner of Gower and Sunset.
I love this country and western gulch that we're about to drive into.
I just love this country, period.
Girl.
I also enjoy western gulches.
Western Denny's Gulch.
Oh, that is the most shot upon Denny's. There used to be a nickname for it that made light of all the murders. But this Denny's on the corner of Sunset and Gower.
Like it was called?
Very violent.
It had a nickname like Death... Death Denny's. That's not my real pitch, but it's the first thing that came out of my mouth.
It's greenlit.
No, shit. This happens to me all the time.
You just say a joke in a meeting, and then they're like, we love it.
And I'm like, no, I don't even like that.
Create it.
And they're like, too bad, we love it.
This is where they used to do the popular comedy program Tiger Lily.
That's right.
At the Hollywood Bar and Grill. No longer. It looks like their windows are taped shut. They've moved their operations.
Some it says coming soon noodle bowl.
And
say noodle something.
I did something weird where I passed the Starbucks you want me to go. Maybe because I can't think of what it's called.
It's called Starbucks, and
I like doing 3-point turns in handicap spots.
They're fun.
So in case someone's like, hey, wait a minute, sir. And I'm immediately backing up.
And then you just lay down some rubber. Here, handicapper.
Yeah, which I bet you wish you could lay down rubber. But you're all manual, aren't you? Oh, that's not very nice.
Now, here's the Starbucks on our right.
Let's let this bassist/murderer.
Oh, yes.
All right.
He's got dreadlocks and tattoos that makes him a bass player. If you don't know it, get out of the car.
He's got dreads and a thumb that goes strum. He's a bass player. That's our chum.
Ooh, I see a baby blanket on a parking,
ooh,
parking thing. That's a bummer.
Are you going to run in and get a... we can pause. Let's just pause and get ourselves some coffees.
Do you need a coffee, too?
Do you need a ride?
Oh,
no, I'd do it if that man wasn't there. Okay, let's get coffees.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, saxophone, it's a fickle instrument with me. I wish I would have known
was coming.
I thought I'd try some coffee break music, and we're back in the car, by the way.
Guys, we're back.
That was not some whimsical thing in your own head. That was music that I was in charge of.
Wait, was that from the CD I brought in here?
Yeah, that's the first track. You know, Chip Pope, who I think made it for you, if I'm not mistaken, he has... His music tastes are across the board.
They're everywhere.
And
he
I like that.
A lot of stuff.
I like that about people.
He's a good DJ.
If you asked him about 1960s country music, he'd talk for about 25 minutes, I bet.
As long as you wanted to listen, he would talk to you about it.
But it's the only thing I won't listen to is his talks about saxophone music. And it's funny.
Because you hate it so much.
They are lengthy talks. I sat at one, he was going to do a TED talk about sax. I don't know. It's funny because I really wanted to play saxophone as a young person.
Only the lonely, because of that song.
Only the lonely, yes, can
play the saxophone.
I can't. I can only do my trumpet. I always want another horn to come out.
What is that? What is that?
I think that's The Price is Right. Did you? That's just in your head?
I totally thought it was like some Chuck Mangione deep cut that I couldn't remember the name of. But
oh, that's early Mangione. That's deep, deep Mangione.
This was Mangione before Mangione knew who Mangione was.
Here's Mangione.
Welcome to Mangione's. Yes. Thanks for coming tonight. The special is mustaches. And Gallagher hats. Now everybody get funky. This was the 80s. The 90s kids, if you want to know what it was like to grow up during the 80s, it was exactly like this. Just like that.
I really wanted there to be music like that on the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted crude, like, Love Boaty. It was too modern and young.
You know, kids are ruining everything the way that these people market to them.
The whole time, the captain of the boat was texting.
No! Haven't they learned?
And he didn't go from table to table and say, I'm Captain Gus, because that was his name.
Oh.
He just stayed in his quarters.
The whole time?
Browsing his log.
Didn't he fall in love on the Lido deck and have it affect the staff?
I hope not, because the boat was filled with podcast fans and 15-year-old teenage girls. So let's keep that feeling of love into next week,
yeah, but
Captain Gus.
Aren't 15-year-old girls the easiest to love?
Well,
they're great.
I am not going to comment.
with their personalities and their tones of voice.
Oh, I love them in groups.
Yeah.
I love them in groups when they really get to gossiping 15-year-old girls.
When they really get mean.
Just that layered, six-person, shrill giggle that can only be...
That can only mean they're leaving one girl out.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, girl stuff.
You know what? I know what that was like. I didn't experience it, but I saw it from a distance, because the same thing was happening to the boys.
Oh, yeah?
And maybe I was that boy that got left out, Karen.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe I wasn't good at Nerf tag football.
Oh.
Maybe I hadn't found what I was good at yet.
Which was mouth trumpet? It was smooth jazz.
You know what? I'm not even that good at it.
Adult contemporary. Sure you are.
Oh, let's thanks.
Stay positive.
You're right.
Please.
I'm good.
It can't be denied.
What have you been... Can you talk about what you've been working on? Is it something you want to talk about?
Well...
And part three, will you, if part A and part B are...
Will you ever stop talking about it? No, I just got a writing job. I don't think I should talk about it that much, except for to say I love it, and it's very exciting, and I'm very happy.
Are you working with people you already knew and like?
Just one person that I knew and liked, but everybody else I immediately liked.
Ooh, liked? And now you don't, the past tense?
And no, and continue to.
Oh, you liked and still like.
Okay. Still like. Could start loving any moment.
I thought we were going to get into some delicious, moist gossip.
No, you'll have to keep that portion to yourself. I am...
Oh, we're good at this,
Chris,
huh?
This has got to feel good to you.
Feels good coming out of my mouth. Hope it feels good going in your sweet, sweet ears.
Guys, I am... Well... First of all, I've been home alone all day.
You can put your coffee in this little hole.
I'm afraid to.
It's dark, yeah. But yeah. It goes right there.
All right. Oh, yeah, it does.
Are you afraid my iced coffee
will
cool down your hot coffee?
No, not at all.
Well, I'm worried about your hot shit making mine not cold, so get it the fuck out. Wouldn't that be funny if that's how selfish I was?
Well, and also, that's how you let me know. You made me put it in so I would take it out.
Oh, yeah, that's a method of parenting, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Get it in there. Get it out of there, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, get it in, get it out.
And hurry up about
Not
it.
Not a popular form of parenting just because of what it's called.
People have really taken to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the name of it, get it in, get it out, is not... It's
just, not appealing.
It's giving mixed messages.
I'd also like to apologize for my insane smoker's rasp, because when I'm home by myself...
You smoke.
I've been smoking lately, so I don't eat.
Now, you roll your owns.
I do. But my problem is I'm compulsive about every little thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just smoking compulsively, which I enjoy. And feels great.
I like smoking myself. I haven't done it for, I guess, 10 months?
Good. It's terrible for you. It's definitely killing me. I can feel it. I mean, I can... And I have to sing. Like, my stupid act is singing songs, and I'm smoking so much it's affecting, like, I can't breathe on stage.
I do wonder... You know, it's hard to tell, because there's so many artists that I know sound the same... Gee, why are you... What, are you got a date? Oh, now I'm going slow. How do you like that?
Uh-oh. That's like you started a fight with someone.
Yeah, well, there's a reason I have a police-issue baton under my seat. There's a lot of people that like, smoke their whole life, and then you hear, I don't know, Steven Tyler... I can't think of someone right now. Steven Tyler was a horrible example, but they smoke their whole life, and they still sound great.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe Rod Stewart. I bet they all smoked. All those...
Wake up, Maggie!
Yeah, well, he sounded beautiful.
Well, it's funny if you hear that. I will talk about Aerosmith. It's not one of my favorite bands, but I do notice that guy's voice has changed. If you hear that, what's that first song they had that's about an angel flying? I don't know.
Dream On?
It was...
Dream On!
Dream On! No, that was... He was a...
Dream On!
I can't. You're a better singer. Did you know that? It's funny because I forget when we're just hanging out in the car and we're both riff singing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we're the same. But then when you're actually performing, your voice goes all pro-fesh. And,
that, you know, it's so crazy. Thank you for saying it. It does not sound that way to me. It sounds quite the opposite.
It's funny, though. You do change your, you have your, hey, I don't want to make anyone feel bad singing voice. And I'm not going to use a real singing voice when it's someone's birthday. I'll never forget another early memory, my sister having a birthday party, and her one friend was an actress, and she was in the movie, I can't remember, it was about homesteading.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
I don't know, Rip Torn was in it, and she...
about homesteading.
I remember her line, she was getting her home, her hair combed, or her home cared. She was getting
she
home
was getting care with her.
A lot of people call it homeschool. Never mind, the point is... At a birthday party my sister was having, she was like, happy birthday to you.
Like,
and she was
Lennon.
In seventh grade. Happy birthday.
The worst.
You go ahead and sing Ringo. But you wouldn't do that. But then, when you, like I said, when you're actually performing, you got quite the pipes.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I used to, in college, I lived with two girls, Christy and Maleva, who both had voices like that. And they had amazing singing voices. I always felt like I didn't have a good singing voice because comparing myself to them.
Well, that's
and
interesting.
They were the type of people who would do that, where literally I cannot listen to Elvis Costello anymore because my roommate Christy sang along with every, she'd be like, let him dangle, let him dangle. Like, literally.
That's how she sang Elvis Costello?
And that's not the most popular song I could have been.
That's what I do.
It's so much easier to sing like that, but she would bring the senior honor choir element, and it just made my skin crawl.
What's so fun about people?
An understanding.
Oh, no.
Everybody.
Oh, no. Like, oh, that's like church youth group.
Yeah.
Type singing.
It's really not cool.
I'm gonna turn this way. I don't like what's going on there.
There's a lot of traffic. We're kind of, I like this meander. I like when we drive through Highland Park.
Well,
that's what that was, right? When we were over here.
Yeah, yeah.
By Larchmont.
That is Larchmont, yeah.
I like those rich people's houses.
I do too. Let's go look at some.
Yeah, let's go take a peeky poo.
As you promise, never just say that again. Turning left.
I'm trying all my new words tonight.
How long have you been at your house? Have you been out?
For days and days.
Peeky poo.
Trying to write the script.
This Honda's delicious. Let me take a peeky poo. Oh.
I've turned into a big crazy drag queen in my home. It's the only way I can talk now.
Usually you have to go to the right neighborhood to turn to a draggy.
Sissy that walk, girl. It's the only thing I can think of. I love RuPaul so much.
Bless you.
Do you listen to RuPaul? I mean, do you follow RuPaul on Twitter?
I don't.
He's really
should
funny.
I? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's just funny.
Maybe I should listen to him. I certainly have always appreciated him. Or is it... Wait. So is RuPaul... Should we be calling RuPaul her?
Once? I don't think so, because he's not... trans.
No, he's
gendered
just,
or transsexual. He's a drag queen.
Okay.
So he identifies, I think, as a man, but he will call himself probably she. That's a thing a lot of gay guys do, is call each other she. Just to, just to, you know, have fun with it.
Are you trying to suggest that I don't hang out with gay dudes? I can. Totally comfortable with it.
But do you?
Don't get R&R podcast that we both mutually and call me a bigot.
Get that police baton out. I'm going to teach you a lesson.
I really do have. My dad gave me this baton.
That's so hilarious.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck? Oh, look. It's a parade for Jesus. Oh, my God. This is real.
Oh.
Jesus loves you. Oh, my God. There's signs that Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Do you mean me?
How about us? Hi.
Are you talking about Kara Kay?
Oh, and isn't it appropriate?
No solid answers.
I didn't hear anything discernible. Well, I guess I'm doomed.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how close we are to where that biker... Or, no, we aren't. That biker that chased us.
Yes.
That was scary.
That crazy night with Todd Glass, where the biker and the fight that I'm just now, like, is psychically wearing off on me.
That was traumatic for
it
you guys.
It was fucking crazy.
I just wanted to get in there. Wanted to get in there.
You
do a little poke and tickle. Feed him the boots. Know what I mean? Give me, yeah. I can hold my own.
Sure.
I used to. I know I look small and that my arms are shrinking day by day. But I'm not afraid.
Probably
afraid of a tussle.
Even more so, you would be in there, like, fighting with your whole spine. right? Yeah. Because you have something to prove.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, Wally Short Arms is here. Who gives a shit? I'm not scared of him. And you're in there like, get ready for...
Do you think I should come up with a more intimidating fight name than Wally Short Arms?
No, I think that says it all.
Yeah.
And it makes you sound, you know, fun.
Guys. Be careful, there's Wally Short Arms.
Wally Short Arms is here.
Hey, Wally, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
You better have my money. You don't want me to pull a T-Rex on you. We'll pay you next week, Wally. And skit ending.
The end is Chuck Mangione's. Feels so good.
Coming up next, Chuck Mangione's grandson with a little piece. He like, oh, wow. It's a weird name for a song, but here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I kind of like that one.
This is a good one. Let's let this play through.
Yeah, let's... Thank you, Chip.
See? He's not so bad.
There's nothing bad about Chip Pope.
I have to think of something to say about Guy Branum. I'm introducing him tonight. It's his album recording.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm going to do a set beforehand, but I'm also introducing him, which I believe
will be
on...
At the Meltdown... Theater.
The Meltdown Theater.
He opened up for you and said nice things, and you thought, wow, I'm going to have to return the favor when he does his album recording.
That's right. I should just tell the exact same story, but from my point of view.
And isn't tonight his album recording?
It is tonight.
Do you notice how I'm saying album?
I am.
I'm trying to get that off the ground.
I don't think it's going to work so good.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of liked it.
Oh.
That's okay.
Uh-oh. I heard about this in improv class.
Let's take a left here on Lemon Grove.
I just negated you.
Oh, that's okay. You can no-and me. I don't care.
No, but I like to know, but here's what I have to say, people. That's usually my plan.
That wasn't mentioned in Sharna Halpern's book. I was close with Del Close, and he always said, never...
Never say no.
Never act like a kid. Never act drunk. Never say no. Next week, we're going to do body exercises, blooming flowers, and I'm a raisin. Yeah, acting is so silly.
I'm a raisin.
I was a peanut the other day, speaking Mm-mm. of acting gigs. Thought you'd never ask.
Oh, that's right.
It was a voice commercial.
Yes.
I will be animated as any number of peanuts.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a bunch of different peanut characters. Hopefully it'll be a whole series.
You got to do all the characters?
I got to do like 5 of them, and we'll see which ones they use. But
is it just a bowl of peanuts talking?
It's peanuts being... Well, it's just peanuts talking.
Yeah.
It's for a peanut butter company.
Okay.
And is peanuts in a factory, whether or not they get selected based on their attitude.
The age-old situation for peanuts.
Yeah. I mean, you want to get in the butter. You want to be murdered and turned into a spread.
For the use of people.
Yeah. That's all you strive for as a young peanut. You either work at the circus and so people get paid.
Right.
Or you end up as a spreadable butter.
Which is just a sacrifice we're all expected to make for our families.
Yeah, it really is. Peanut person, we all just want to die and be put on bread.
Yep.
Nah, that doesn't make sense.
Well,
in this scenario, you get selected based on your attitude.
So you had a real good one, or were you like a lot of different peanuts with a whole array of attitudes?
Yes. I was negative peanut. I was happy peanut. I was comedian peanut. I was a pessimistic peanut. And then, of course...
Those all sound like comedian peanuts.
Oh, they are. They were all comedic, let's hope. But
was Wally Short Arms there?
Well, hey, you guys, I'm the one that's going to get selected. I think he's pointing at himself. Let's just pretend we know. God, his arms are short.
Wally, what are you doing with your arm?
What do you mean, what am I doing with my arm? Get in the car, you bitch! Sorry. And then that was the one part of the...
Wally's not going to get picked.
Oh,
that was the worst attitude.
I don't like the B word. And I said it in a... that was
you
a
said
character.
It as a peanut.
I tried to think, like, get in the car, you dumb broad. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, but it was easier.
Oh, I that to me is... I apologize for using saying bitch like that.
Oh, that's okay.
I was in I was deep character.
You're a deep character. This is what acting's about.
Yeah.
I'm used to rock and roll acting. I'm used to people going there and then going past there and then leaving. It's very common.
I didn't even know I was going to go there. That's the funny thing about when I'm in a character.
I feel like now that you have air conditioning, this car is such a safe space for us.
It really is.
We can do whatever the fuck we
want. It used to be, it had that Bikram yoga feel, and we'd get sweaty and start questioning...
Our existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. I'm so glad that I paid the mere $400 to have it fixed.
Jesus.
Nah, come on.
Everything costs $400.
Yeah.
These days.
I expected it to. And they threw in the fluids. They didn't throw in a car wash. I would have liked that.
Well, we can't have it all.
Doesn't that store make you excited about chandeliers? God, I just want a diamond encrusted hanger. Just above a table.
Just a huge crystal, bizarre, some southern gothic thing to hang over the dinner table.
Yeah, just a Liberace-like sphere.
To say, hey neighbor, come rob me.
Yeah, exactly. Let's put this in our most obvious window.
We're investing in lighting that makes no sense, so you'll know to rob us. Chandeliers. Oh, there's Cafe Gratitude.
Ew.
Namaste!
Namaste!
So I want to talk about, for Guy Branum's introduction.
Oh, right, yes.
Like, here's my mistake.
Okay.
I'm such a narcissist and so self-involved that my first thought of going like, oh, I know what I'll say, I was realizing it's just a story about me. Like, that's not what you do for people.
Oh, right.
You're supposed to do for people, not for yourself.
I went to a wedding where people kept doing that. Yeah, and it bothered me. Like, all the stories had to be about them.
Yeah, I think it's kind of society today, but I know I'm a real expert in it. I've been doing it for years. Because I just think that my story is the most interesting story.
Right.
Well, but actually...
It makes the most sense to tell a story about you and Guy. But
right.
You don't want to sacrifice a better story that's about him as a person or him as a comedian just because you're in another story that isn't as good. Right?
For sure.
I'm going to take a right here.
I think we're getting close to showtime.
Oh, yeah. We are getting close to showtime.
It'll be late. Yes, I think you're exactly right about that story. Well, I think it doesn't need to be a long thing, but I think I want to just say some good descriptors about him.
Yeah, and so have you been knocking anything around up there in your noodle housing? Noodle housing. Oh, so dumb. So skeletal.
So delicious.
Oh, gross.
No, I haven't. Well, I have a couple stories, and I just realized they're not... It's only interesting to me, I think. So I'm trying to figure out a way to... Like, here's my thing. I love Guy Branum because he and I will get together and talk, and we can talk about every aspect of our lives, which is comedy, writing,
mm-hmm.
working in TV, and boys. And we are very, like, honest, and we really try to workshop things with each other of, like, am I an idiot for this reason? Here's what I feel bad for feeling right now.
Right.
And it's the most fun thing because it's just complete understanding.
Yeah.
And
I got a little bit of that with him. I mean, I might be able to add to your anecdotes.
Okay.
Because I was bunked with him on the...
On your cruise ship.
On the Atlantic Ocean Comedy cruise ship.
Which I didn't get to go to.
You were supposed to go, and we were going to have so much fun, and I promised so many podcasts.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. You had to work, and
this
I understand
is,
that.
This
I'm not
is life
being
with
passive
Karen.
Aggressive.
It's all we can do right now.
But he was very fun to talk to and was willing to talk. I did notice that I could probably talk to him about anything in that time. So that's something you could say.
Yep.
You could say that can you please mention me in your speech before him? There we go. That's what people do.
It's so hard not to. Don't we all want to be the person that gets mentioned on stage randomly for no reason?
That's what I was talking about, that John Roderick guy. He's amazing, mm-hmm. the musician that I'd never seen before or met before. And he mentioned my comedy or my act. my act that I take to the Luxor Casino. my routine.
What do I get?
You got your 20 solid minutes of jokes. The laughs per minute are very high.
Then the girls come out. You get off stage. You wait in the wing. You do their little dance. Da-da-da-da, then you're back on stage.
You do your thing, 5 minutes, 7 minutes if they like it, then da da da, and then the dogs come out, you get off stage. I can't do this anymore. It's my instrument.
You got it? You just you wean yourself up, maybe roll a few cigs, and then get on the e-cigs. That's how I quit.
I just need to stop. It feels bad.
It's hard to do the cold turkey. No one's that strong. It's more addictive than heroin.
No,
and,
for real?
And people say that because we've all done heroin, and it's good to compare it to something that we can all relate to.
That we really know.
That's cigarettes, like, they say more addictive than heroin, and then we all go back to that time we were in an empty house.
With writing on the wall.
Yeah, with wallpaper. And then, yeah, some guy just, you know, some bald guy with a ratty t-shirt just blowing you.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
you know, I'm just saying that a lot of that happens to be. I've never personally done heroin,
so I wouldn't know
what it's like.
I think it's like sleeping, but like great.
Yeah, like a deep sleep.
Remember in the 90s, people really started doing it? There'd be like a girl at a party that was just totally on heroin sitting on the couch.
No, I grew up in Montana and no one did. I think that was on the other side of town, the meth and all. But it was more Breaking Bad-y type strains of heroin. But I lived in a nice area behind the Dairy Queen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no drugs on my street.
Nancy Reagan's reach got very far into Montana.
Yeah, wait, what do you say about Nancy Reagan and Dairy Queen? She part owner?
Yeah.
Really?
Owner-operator.
Oh, you're kidding me.
She would go around to every Dairy Queen in Montana. She'd put on white gloves wipe the counter with her finger.
Are you going off on some strokey tangent? Or not that you do that. But or does Nancy Reagan own Dairy Queens?
I'm saying the war on drugs. I'm talking about the war on drugs, Wally.
Oh, fuck. I forget.
You're such a kid of the 90s. Can we only talk about Fraggle Rock? Or could you please get with what I want to talk about for once?
Well, that was one drug. That one drug I did do in Montana. I smoked a lot of Fraggle Rock. I was not afraid. Oh, two gozers.
That's the
dozers. Whatever. Cute little green guys.
Oh, I thought you meant gozer from Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That dozers were the little green guys that were building something.
Oh.
In Fraggle Rock.
And then Gozer was the demon that was in charge of taking over the apartment building.
Yes. Later
the gatekeeper?
Jumped into the body
of
Rick Moranis.
That kind of beast thing.
Yes.
That also took Sigourney Weaver. One of my first experiences with bestiality was seeing that movie.
Yes.
Because that thing did her. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're right.
There's that really actually the appeal. Look, he's vaping as he walks.
Look
God
at that guy.
Damn it, America.
Vaping and walking.
He was. What I love about LA is it's filled with these guys that look like they should be frat boys, but they're too old.
No.
And they walk around in groups and they vape. And it is fucking magical.
And they all are members of SAG.
SAG-AFTRA.
SAG-AFTRA. Now I have to pay my dues because of those peanuts.
That's right. Those peanuts will get you. But then you're in good. And then you get another peanut job. And then maybe you're a banana next time.
I literally am working for peanuts.
I have to stop talking like Wally. It's killing me.
Oh, I should have turned right.
Christ.
Christ on a crutch.
Well, this has been great. I really missed podcasting. I love talking.
It is really fun to do this.
Yeah, we're good at it.
I'm glad that you're back on board.
Yeah,
not that you were off board.
Guys, let's be honest. I decided to change my mind. I got off board about podcasting.
She wouldn't answer the phone.
Yep.
I was calling. I'm like, we have to make episodes every Friday.
And
Karen.
I was like, no, I need to put this behind me. I need to start knitting.
And I'm like,
I need to do the craft.
Enjoy your needlework.
You fucking selfish asshole.
That was where I did notice you called me that. Oh, no, wait. That was you.
Wait, no,
that was you being me. If, when you're being me, can you do an impression of me so I know you're not being you and all vice versa?
Okay.
Just when we're telling stories about us having conversations.
Good idea, good idea.
Okay.
Oftentimes I do a character, but I don't change my voice, and then people think I'm just talking, which I actually am. But in my head, I know exactly what I'm doing, which is playing a part.
Right.
That's happened to me for years, and for a long time it baffled me as why people didn't love my comedy that much, and then I realized they just thought I was talking to them very rudely. Then I just decided to go with it.
It's a character!
Like, it's too late now. I'm just going to be a big crazy bitch all the time. And it's worked out great.
It is working out great. Mm-hmm. Wow, come on. You're not a crazy bitch.
Well, I mean...
There's that word. Oh, I've said that word three times in this.
Yeah, I tricked you. This was a trap. It was a feminist trap to say the word bitch again.
I do not like that word. Isn't that funny? I'll say fuck all day. I'll even say the C word.
Well, you know what's weird? I bet you... I remember when bitch started getting popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling whoever... I was going out with someone at the time where they said it. And I was like, don't say that around me. And I didn't even...
Were they saying it towards you?
I think they were calling another girl a bitch, but they were doing it like in that casual way of like some bitch just blah blah blah, and I was like, don't do that. And he was like, got kind of defensive, and I was like, I don't know why people think that's okay, but like it's not okay. It's so passive aggressive and so pussy and so demeaning on purpose. But then like you're a badass because you're just that always across the board that disrespectful. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Yeah,
and I'm a man.
That's
but
right.
I'm a man who grew up with two women.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Kate and Allie. Oh, no. God, it was so funny on the crew. We were getting on the crew. I keep bringing up this boat, but I'm still in sea. I still got my sea legs. And they were playing some song that sounded so like 80s, Hill Street Blues or cop music.
Oh, yeah.
And we were buying our daily free beverage passes, me and Cal Kinane and Bronger, and it was like we paid like $50, so you can just all you can drink, and it almost killed us. But while the guy that was there like signing people in, I go, oh, that sounds like this song's from Cagney and Lacey, and then he says Cagney and Lacey. And I just realized that was the best thing you could ever hear.
Yes, an Irish Jamaican person saying it.
Did I say it? I had an Irish accent?
Did he?
No, he was a Jamaican guy. He goes, Cagney and Lacey.
You sounded exactly like my grandmother.
Those are my girls. Cagney and Lacey, I haven't heard that.
Oh, Jesus, Cagney and Lacey.
Cagney and Lacey. Oh, yeah, you're right. I did.
I think it's similar for a reason.
Here's my impression of a Jamaican-Irish guy.
Okay.
Cagney and Lacey.
Yes, you fucking nailed that, too.
Aye.
The ground.
Shabba. Manzion. Emancipate yourself and wear a little green. Haile Selassie with a side of O'Shaughnessy taters. I don't know. What is that? Is there something in the back of the car? Oh, it's my leg hitting a bag.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I almost died.
One time I was in the ocean and a plastic bag wrapped around my leg and I thought it was a jellyfish and I screamed.
How high did you scream?
Really high, like, ah! And I was around all these tough surfers, and man, it was embarrassing.
Did they try to punch at you?
No, they weren't the punchy kind.
Did you have the baton?
Oh, I always carry it with me in my shorts. It gives a lot of mixed messages. No, I'm just happy to not see you, and then I pull out the baton.
And you fucking crack her over the head,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, it's usually a chick. Oh, goodness. I am going to turn left on Fairfax and take you to Meltdown.
Guys.
You have to go up first, right?
No, do I?
Have I made you late?
Oh, fuck.
No.
Well, let me text them just in case.
I bet you're fine.
I'm sure they always hold it, don't they?
Yeah.
How many texts will I have? How many texts will I have? There's three. Oh, that's one from you.
That's one from me telling you where I was.
God damn it. Will people please stop posting pictures of me?
Oh, you don't...
Ugh.
Well, what? I don't like it either.
I don't
I'd like for it to be approved. But I don't you have your setting where you can you have to approve? That's what I do.
No, on Twitter?
Oh, I gotcha.
Twitter, people can just do whatever they want. And yeah. I don't like any pictures of myself. I'm a middle-aged lady heading off toward the sunset with a lot of back fat. And I just don't, I literally half the time don't open them because I can't handle it.
Oh, that's, I don't like hearing that.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
I won't ever bring that into your car again.
Get that out of the 08 Honda.
Get it out of here. Well, it's going to be...
Nothing but positive vibes in the Honda.
Man.
In the Honda. Oh, I can't do accents.
Just change all the vowels to other vowels.
That's how you do accents.
906. I'm going to text him and say, okay. Almost there.
We are almost there.
Moments away.
It's going to be a great... And he's recording an album.
An album for Special Thing.
We got to have Guy legitimately on.
For sure.
He appeared in the live portion of the John Doerr podcast.
Yeah, that's right. He'd be a great guest.
That worked out very well. I don't know if you listened to it. I don't listen to
it. I did listen to it.
Oh, good. Where the little samples?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounded great.
Yeah. I like how that works.
Yeah. You do all the editing for us, don't you?
Well, I do. I mean, I...
Paper edit?
I paper edit, yes.
It's just as good.
I need to learn to do it all.
And our man, Mike Flynn, does the physical edit.
Yes. Mike Flynn is our man.
God bless you, Mike Flynn. We love you.
We love you, Michael Flynn.
Michael, goddamn. Mike Flynn is from Kingston, Jamaica. Is that right?
Michael Flynn. I could use a shepherd's pie. Brop up! I don't know when I'll ever be able to bring Jamaican Irishman into my routine, if you will.
Well, here's how I suggest I take on the circuit.
Okay.
After the dogs leave the stage, I can't talk like that. You just do it.
Uh huh.
Right. So you do it the way you do it, where you start in one and you slide into the other, and then after that you make up a name, and then you go the
so
Irish.
So I act
blah,
like
blah,
it's
blah,
a
the
mistake.
Irish Jamaican.
So I. I do. I make a mistake on purpose, which I do all the time.
No.
So don't set it up, is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, just surprise them with it. It'll be like a non sequitur.
Okay.
And it'll look like you're about to start doing a really embarrassing Jamaican, like a white guy that's doing a black scent, which everybody hates.
Yeah,
and no
I
one
guess
is
so. But
with.
What about reggae? A guy doing. What if I'm making fun of the performer Snow?
I don't know that. Who is it? Is it a white?
Informer, you know, sit on a circle, play him.
Was he white?
Yeah, he was white.
Oh, fuck
white
that guy.
White as the Dickens. But he spent a summer. There was some story that had no backing because I think I looked it up and he was from Michigan or something. Yeah, but the Jamaican part of Michigan.
Right.
Okay, Karen, you're going to go do your show. I have a show too, but...
Really quick, can I just say?
Yes.
What if that impression, what if you do the accent, then come out of it and go, Snow, ladies and gentlemen. And then people will just be like, what? And they won't know what if you mean the weather or if you mean the performer.
Well, Snow did that. He knew that his God-given name, Snow Johnson, would be confusing. Because his album actually is called 12 Inches of Snow.
No, it is
so,
not.
So, yeah, he's talking about his big, long, white dick.
No! Yeah. No one wants to hear about that.
You don't sit on my snow on the play. I lick him, boom, boom, down. Take the man to say a shot. Somebody down the way. I lick him, boom, boom, down. Wild boys.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Bad boys.
Hey, what they gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? You've been listening to DYNAR.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Bye.
with Karen and Chris.